Welcome to the Politica. Welcome to Politica with Kusanta Ntange Chilwe. So on this podcast, we usually just discuss what's happening in the politics in Africa and Zambia in particular. So the past week, the president of Zambia, Dr. Edgar Changalongo, made a couple of reshuffles to his cabinet. One of the recent additions is Mr. Zimba, who happens to be a political science and the lecturer for University of Zambia. But what is really surprising is that when you look at Mr. Zimba's social media activity in the recent past, he has been a very tough critic on the president. And it's funny that once he has been appointed, he has made a 360 U-turn, he has put down all his social media pages, and has accepted the job after accusing the president of being corrupt and running one of the most corrupt governments in the history of this country. So, it leaves much to be desired. Furthermore, Kaiser Zulu, the person that was holding that office, has finally been fired for a lot of issues that came up, some of which being his behavior in public was tainting the image of the presidency and was tainting the image of our country. It is left for us to see how all this will unfold. The major problem that our president is facing is the skyrocketing of all the commodity prices, the depreciation of our currency, the unthinkable 15 to 20 hour load shedding every day in most parts of the country, and just the overall high unemployment among us, especially the youth, and just the pressure that he's getting from the opposition and everybody that is against him. These are some of the things that I think are going to be critical as we go into next year for the general elections here in Zambia. From my own perspective, I don't think the Patriotic Front, which is a ruling party in our country, will manage to win the elections. Looking at all the things that are against them. But then again, when you look at the electorate here in our country, you cannot really tell what they're going to decide. I've seen in past elections where everything wasn't working, but the people went ahead and still elected the people that were seen or labeled not to be working. So there is still enough time for 2021. This is 21st December 2019, meaning we have more than a year and a half before we go to the next general election, and a lot can happen in 1.5 years. But then again, we have to wait and see. The youth should come on board and have their voices heard. That's one of the things that we are looking out to. But then again, it all boils down to who has the right message for the electorate, how the electorate feels, who's marketing themselves better, and who resonates with the people who happen to be voters. So this is just the first episode on my podcast, which is named The Politica. I'll be diverging into other topics that affect the political landscape of our country and Africa in general. So make sure you tune in every day at 16 hours. I'll be producing a podcast where I talk about what's going on in our country, Zambia, and in the region, Sub-Sahara, and just the whole African continent. Thank you very much for tuning in. See you in the next episode.